Hey folks, this is Glenn Mann. Glenn is Talking Man from New York. In this episode, we're going to be talking about the divorce announcement heard around the world. Also, COVID-19 and some news about that. It doesn't feel too good. And we're going to be talking about the richest man in the world on this all-new episode of the podcast. But first, we gotta try to pay some bills or at least buy the host a cup of coffee. So if you just stay tuned momentarily for a brief word about our sponsor, and we will get to the episode. Hey folks, so we are here to start the episode, and so we're gonna talk about the really big news that hit yesterday, I think. Shocked a lot of people, and that was the announcement that Bill Gates is getting divorced from his wife Melinda Gates. Now, of course, Bill Gates is the founder of Microsoft, one of the really big tech companies, a company that really sort of was one of the revolutionary forces in the personal computing. If you remember, especially the mid-90s, when Windows 95 came out, the huge hoopla, and it was a Windows that really was at the forefront of sort of that revolution. And of course, Bill Gates is mostly known for his philanthropy, his charitable work through his foundation that him and his wife Melinda Gates have been running jointly, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. But they announced they're getting divorced after 27 years of marriage. Now, Bill Gates is, I think, considered the fourth richest man in the world. The wealth is about $130 billion or something like that. So, I mean, how could someone ever be unhappy with $130 billion? I don't know. I'd like to find out. But they're getting divorced, and people are wondering, what is it going to mean for their charity work? What is this going to mean for Microsoft Word update? When they don't say that. But still, it's a big deal. And Melinda Gates, if you need a shoulder to put your money on, I mean, if you need a shoulder to cry on, I'm here for you. But, you know, celebrity, especially when you're talking about couples like this with this amount of wealth and influence that they have, this is bigger than your usual, like, you know, J-Lo broke up with A-Rod, which is, you know, was a cool celebrity story. But, you know, where, you know, does this mean Bill Gates is going to be like clubbing now? Like, he's going to be like, is he going to go, he's going to find like get a sugar baby, like, you know, what's going on? This is a very interesting terrain for him. You know, he's gonna, even when this divorce is settled, who knows what he's gonna have a lot of money. Like, look at Jeff Bezos. He got divorced, he gave up like almost half of his fortune and like earned it back like in a year. And you probably heard this story, I think, about, you know, since I mentioned Jeff Bezos, his wife, his ex-wife now, she decided with her divorce settlement to give a lot of money away. Not to any organization or charity. She's just going to give people and organizations that she found needed money. But there was a big scam going on. People pretending to be her so they could get like people's information so they can steal their money. I mean, what a bunch of ghouls. You know, that's why if I have billions of dollars, I'm going to be very selective about who I give money to. I'm only going to give money one day a week. And it's probably going to be, you know, at a very luxury shopping mall. Ha ha, I'm just joking. No, I'm a nice guy. I wouldn't, come on. You know me, if you listen to the podcast, I wouldn't hoard riches like that. But so I mentioned Bill Gates' charity foundation. They've done a lot of work with vaccines around the world, malaria, other illnesses. Bill Gates has been very outspoken from the beginning about the COVID-19 vaccine. Of course, there's been a lot of conspiracy theories. People think that if you get the vaccine, Bill Gates will be able to track you. Now, why would Bill Gates want to be able to track you? I don't know. Who are you? Like, do you have some special ability to make Microsoft Excel seem easier to work? Like, what? I don't know what it is. So people, but speaking of COVID-19, there was news that some health experts, many are saying that they don't think that the United States will reach the goal of herd immunity when it comes to COVID-19. Meaning when there's about 80%, I guess, of the population is vaccinated, we won't reach that because so many people are not getting the vaccine for whatever reason. Because they're afraid, because so much disinformation. Some people it's a political stance, is that they've taken it as part of their identity to be against anything, trying to mitigate the impact of this virus. From they don't want to wear masks, they don't want to get vaccines, they don't want to do anything, they just don't care. They don't do whatever the opposite of what everyone else is saying to do, they want to do, they're going to do it differently. So, but so we're not going to reach herd immunity, which means who knows what that means. That it means that we're going to probably be dealing with COVID-19 much longer than we really should, or reason people want to. We have these variants, you know, popping up like surprises at a birthday party. I mean, no one really knows the future because this has all happened. You see the tragedy of what's happening in India. And we've seen very early in the pandemic what happened in Italy and other places. We saw what was happening here in the United States. We saw it happening right here in my hometown, New York City. So the fact that we've experienced all and seen these horrors and still people, you know, just are not interested. So we got to do what we got to do, which means we got to bribe people. We got to pay people money. Now, I know that's not fair to people who already got vaccinated, who just, you know, but for the people who we want to get the shot and they don't want it, we got to pay them money. We got to give them gift cards. We got to give them, you know, some, you know, free a year supply of Doritos. Put cash in their pocket. We got to do something. We got to bribe them. Money talks. That's what we got to do. And I remember a couple months ago, people were upset because I think Krispy Kreme was like, hey, if you get vaccinated and have proof, we will, you can get Krispy Kreme free for a year. And there were people like, this is horrible because Krispy Kreme is not healthy for you. And it's going to cause problems with your heart and your diabetes. You know what else is a problem? COVID-19 is a problem. So, you know, and hey, I would rather, you know, I'd rather have someone stuffing their face with Krispy Kreme in the privacy of their own home than having COVID-19 and walking around and maybe infecting other people. So we got to get, it got to be a money thing. Yeah. What do you want? You want a couple $100s? You want free scratch off tickets from your state lottery? What do you need? Like, we got to do this, folks. Now, speaking, so open up talking about the fourth richest man in the world, the man estimated to be the richest man in the world at this time, Elon Musk, has made a lot of news because he will be hosting Saturday Night Live on May 8th with musical guest Miley Cyrus. And of course, this has been kind of making a lot of noise because a lot of people don't like this idea. They don't want to see Elon Musk because they think he's a greedy capitalist, just weirdo, something like that. And so a lot of people don't like him. He's very polarizing. And he's purposely polarizing. If you follow Elon Musk on Twitter, he, you know, this is a guy who likes attention. He likes provoking people's sort of thoughts and opinions. So he's a master at trolling his critics, right? So look, my thing with Elon Musk is I think he's been more good than bad. Yes, we can talk about labor practices and we can talk about some of the questionable things he said. But look, the guy puts rockets in space. So, and the guy's been big, huge in developing in the advancement of space exploration for the United States. So that, you know, gives him a little leeway to act the fool a little bit. Not all the way. But will he be funny? That's the thing. Can he host a show? And who knows, really? With SNL, which is an institution, which is, you know, this amazing part of entertainment in America, there are many people sometimes you watch SNL, you're like, this is going to be good. This person's really talented. And then you're like, oh, this did not go the way I thought it would be. And then there's sometimes some pleasant surprise where you're like, okay, this person's actually kind of funny. And these sketches were really good. Now, Elon Musk has been soliciting ideas for skits for these his SNL episode, and we're gonna see what, you know, they come up with. At some point, it's gonna be like I'm gonna guess there's gonna be like a Driving Miss Daisy type sketch, but with a Tesla car. or, you know, something like that. There's going to be a self-driving Tesla car, right? There's going to be something like that. That's going to be one of my guests for a thing. But, you know, I mentioned, we were talking about celebrity divorces earlier, and so Ben Affleck, who was spotted with J-Lo over the weekend, right, who was one of his exes, one of her exes, so I guess this is an app for, like, you know, people who are, like, well-known. It's a dating app. So I guess a young lady matched with Ben Affleck, and she sort of unmatched. And so he went out of his way to track her down and send her a message saying, hey, it's me. And a lot of people were really like, oh, no, that's very creepy, Ben Affleck. And look, I think, yeah, if it wasn't someone famous, but he probably thought, oh, she probably didn't believe it was me. She probably thought, why would Ben Affleck be on a dating app? He's Ben Affleck. He played Batman. And if you think about it, if you played Batman, you should never have to be on a dating app. I mean, really. Because playing Batman is the closest thing to being Batman in real life. So you should never have to, like, be on a dating app. I mean, come on. It's like, really. But still, he probably thought, why would... So he, you know, reached out to her and said, hey, it's me. So, and she posted online. It's been a big thing. And I don't know. Melinda Gates is single now. Then, if you know, I mean, I know you got money, but she's gonna have some real, real money. You know, you can, you could green light like an entire Goodwill Hunting cinematic universe now. Like, we can get like a couple dozen sequels up and running. So just, you know, think about that for a second or two. So, as we are starting to move towards the summer, restrictions are lifting that were in place because of the pandemic here in New York. We have some restrictions lifting. Movies, you know, there's been a lot of commercials lately, trailers that are really about the experience of going to the movies. I don't know if you've seen the latest, like, Marvel trailer for, like, Black Widow, or, like, the Fast and Furious trailer from Universal, where everyone's like, we gotta get to the movies, because the movies is what makes us together and everything. And I think that's a noble, noble sort of idea. And it's someone that I actually believe that. And I say that as someone who has fallen out of love with the movie theater experience over the years. But let's be honest, though. The real reason we gotta get people, you should try to sell people to go to the movies, is because you want to get away from someone. That's the number one reason to go to a movie theater. It's the one time you have a real excuse to be like, I was somewhere and you couldn't find me. Someone tried to call you. Where were you? I was in the movies for 3 hours. You can indulge in snacks and food with no judgment outside of your home, right? You can go to a movie theater, you can get a large popcorn, a candy bar, some whatever else they had, some goobers and whatever's going on. Good and plenty. You can all mix it up if you want, if you sort of just, you know, just mixing it up. You can do that with no judgment in the movie, because you're in the dark, right? Hell, if you want to, and I don't recommend this. This makes me upset, but some people do this. Some people go to movie theaters and they take their freaking shoes off. I don't know why they do this. And I actually think they should be arrested. But still, if that's the thing, you can take your shoes off, prop your feet up. I've seen people do that. Like I said, I think it's wrong, and there should be consequences with the law. But still, you can do that. And also, the movie theaters, you know, especially if you're with your significant other, you can be a little cozy. You can be a little bit romantic without someone watching you right in public, right? You can, it can be a very intimate experience. So yes, we want to see good acting and things being blown up and cars flying around. That's cool, and you should see that. But yeah, I think the movie theater experience is really about sort of carving out a little time for yourself from just the world. Because when you're at home and watching movies at home can be great. You got a great TV, a great sound system, but still, you're still at home. So there's still like, oh, look, the phone just rang, so let me pause it. Or the delivery that I thought was coming later just came right now. They just knocked on the door, so I got to go get the door. And, you know, or that tendency. Now, this is a good thing, but it's also going to be a bad thing because, you know, all of a sudden you need your snacks, and it's like, oh, okay. let me, I'm kind of hungry now. Let me pause for a second and go to the kitchen for like 5 minutes and get a sandwich. Now, that's convenient, but sometimes it messes up with the flow of getting sort of, you know, involved in the story. So those are just a couple of thoughts about everything that is happening. You can find me, the host, on Twitter and Instagram with the handle at Glenn Price Man. That's Glenn with two N's, Price Man with two N's. Also, you can email me at podcast@manglenn.com. You know the deal with the N's and man, blah, 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 whatever. You know by now. Thank you for listening to Glenn is Talking, Man from New York.